Welcome to Your Soulful Podcast, helping you get out of your head and into your heart. Navigating your healing and spiritual journey can be a roller coaster. My goal on this podcast is to support you to be your best self, stop beating yourself up, get out of your own way, and start living your dream life. Happiness, joy, energy, loving yourself, heart-based business, and a soulmate relationship are all available to you. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzett, spiritual life coach, intuitive energy healer, your energizer bunny, and sprinkler of joy. I'm ready to get down and dirty with the truth about the healing journey, the spiritual path, and living life to the fullest. Some episodes will be me, flying solo, sharing the challenges I've faced and overcome, my intuitive downloads, and all the lessons I've learnt and struggled with on the spiritual journey. Other episodes, I'll invite special guests to open up and share their zone of genius to deeply support you. Stick around and buckle up, because I promise it'll be a ride full of truth bombs and authenticity, so that you know you're not alone and you can heal your relationship with yourself too. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with me on my stories over on Instagram at Charlotte_Bezzett. Remember, the life you want is yours for the taking. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. I'd like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, traditional custodians of the land on which I live and this podcast is recorded. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Your Soulful Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzett, and today I've got a sweet, juicy, hearty, fast episode coming your way, because this is something that's really been present for me. I don't know if it was entering Taurus season or what happened, but I felt this real heaviness of energy. Just too much. There's just too much of everything. There's too much information. There's too much shit on the to-do lists. There's too much disconnection from self. There's too much scrolling. There's too much drama. There's too much social media. There's too much all the things. And I really took a step back and I was like, am I just feeling this, or is everybody feeling this? And I was having a couple of conversations with some friends. I had a conversation with a hubby, and then speaking to some clients, and then I put a poll up on my social media and I was like, it's not just me, it's everybody. So what I'm going to share with you today is where I see it's getting all too much for people, where maybe overwhelm has become the norm, stressed out nervous systems, adrenal shot to shit, not sleeping properly, are becoming more and more prevalent. And I want to change that for you, if I've got the ability to, with this podcast. So hang in there. It's not going to be a long one, but I promise you it's going to be packed with some things that are going to really support you with where you are, as always, my intention. And if you haven't yet, please rate, review this podcast, share it with a friend, tag me on social media, share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook, share it somewhere with somebody that you feel it may help. Maybe a bestie's reached out to you and said she's overwhelmed. Maybe hubby's been overwhelmed. Maybe it's a mother-in-law, a sister, an auntie, whoever it is. Share it with somebody, because I feel a lot of people are going through this where life's getting a lot and life is really feeling a lot and they're in overwhelm and stress. So I want this to help as many people as possible. First and foremost, if you are overwhelmed and you are stressed and you are emotional and you're feeling all the feels, an eclipse season sent you into a fast spin in the washing machine, and you literally feel like you're like, fuck, I've just got so much to do. It's never ending. When am I going to get a breather? All of the things. Honor that you're human. And you are one person. an incredible, amazing person that probably juggles 50 balls all at once, but you are human and you only have so much capacity. There's only so much information your brain can take in. There's only so much you can do in a day. And I think a lot of people are putting way too much pressure on themselves. Yes, you want to grow. Yes, you want to evolve. Yes, you want to learn and expand and up-level. But where is maybe that, in addition to everything that's going on in your life, in addition to the to-do list, the looking after your kids, looking after yourself, being a great partner, wife, friend, daughter-in-law, being all that for everybody, and it's like, fuck, it's just too much. And there's one thing that maybe is missing, and that's you being in your life and you fully living in your life and having fun and playing and laughing and all of those things. And I think as a society, the more technology, the more social media that comes online, the more people get into comparison, consuming information and thinking they need that next thing. I 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 need that bigger house. I need that car. I need more money. I need to grow through this. I've got to push through this. I need to do next thing syndrome is going to create more overwhelm and more comparison. If the comparison isn't the trigger to the next thing syndrome, well, such and such just got that, so maybe I need to go out and do that. Well, such and such started a business, so maybe I need to. Well, such and such just had another baby, so maybe I should do that. So I need that next thing in order to feel fulfilled. No, you don't. How about you go and live in your life now fully, unapologetically, present, being yourself, laughing your tits off. Why don't you go and do that for a day and just see how it feels? Just be in your life. Live in your life. Have some fun. The one thing I see with a lot of clients is that they are missing that vital piece of laughter and play, because life can get too much. And you'll be damned if I'm not laughing, playing, having fun, or doing something to just live. In the age of overwhelm, in this era we're in of information overload, and maybe you can recognize where your screen time's been super high this week, or maybe you've been distracted, or maybe you're feeling emotional. Maybe you can recognize and you've got enough self-awareness to see that in yourself. Maybe you got caught up in comparison. And instead, I invite you to stop, pause, be. Stop, pause, be. True presence and mastery is cultivated in that very moment. Because I think we have now too much information available to us. And I heard something the other day that said there's going to be a zegabyte. I don't even know how many zeros that has after it. I don't even know how many megabytes or gigabytes that is, but a zegabyte sounds like a freaking lot. And it's a lot. My brain can't comprehend that. There's just too much. It's just like too much information. I don't need any more information. Not right now. I want to just stop, pause, and be in my life. So is your overwhelm created as a result of you having and trying to consume too much information and not enough living? Too busy doing versus being and living. And I think there are pros and cons to where we're heading as a society. Amazing, incredible, beautiful things. And also there's a downside to it. You know, the pros of learning, growth, exploration, things being at our fingertips, anything we want, Google. Any piece of information, we can find it. We can find pieces of information on the internet. We can locate something in our local area. We can order something online. Amazing. We can grow, purchase an online course from somebody in a different part of the world that can deeply support us with our problem. amazing. Like, a lot of my coaches that I work with are over in America. I do work with some people here in Perth who I love and adore and just like, oh my gosh. But I work with people all over the world because we have access to that. And I know some of these people. I've been at their houses. I've met them. I've worked with them for long periods of time. And it's great. That allows me to grow. Beautiful. That's the pro of having access to all this information. However, the con is the overwhelm. Too much. Where is it too much for you? There's a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of misinformation. A lot of misinformation. And I think that is where it's too much. We don't know what's good information. We don't know what's bad information. We don't know what's right. We don't know any of this because there's just so much of it. And our brain can't process it all, which leads to a huge disconnection from yourself. Huge. And this is what I'm seeing. People are really disconnected from their bodies, from their hearts. Their nervous systems are dysregulated. It's just too much. It really is. So I invite you to ask, where is it all just a bit much right now? Where can I have some boundaries? Where can I stop, pause, and be? Maybe you delete the social media apps for a week or two. Maybe you put an out of office on your personal email. Maybe you commit to having no phone time in the morning or in the evening. All things that I do, like all things that I do. Sometimes I take weeks off of social media. Sometimes it's just weekends. But I need that separation and distance to reconnect deeply back to myself and to live in my life and to have fun in my life and to be with my husband and to catch up with my friends and to meet some clients and to do my healing work. Like, I need that disconnection from a screen where my eyes are going to go freaking square at any given moment. Where are you potentially disconnected from yourself, from your body, from your heart? And people often come to me and say, Charlotte, I really want to listen to my intuition. I'm really ready. I want to commune with spirit. I want that to come in. And I'm like, awesome. We can work on that. No worries. When was the last time you stopped? What do you mean? What do you mean stopped? Yeah, that thing where you actually pause and don't do anything. Oh, well, I tried that meditation thing and it doesn't really work. Like, meditation's a practice. Some days when I go on my walk, I will literally just sit on the beach. No phone, just listening to the ocean, my feet in the earth, filling myself up, reconnecting back to myself. And I think that's what a lot of people are missing because of this overwhelm and this go, 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 rush energy, pushing on to the next thing. Let's just take a breath. Stop. Pause. Be. Stop what you're doing. Pause for a moment and be present. There's a breath that maybe your body needs to take right now. Maybe your nervous system is just craving for there to be a little bit of space amongst all of it. Some space where you get to come home to yourself, to your body, to nourish that nervous system, to be in your life. And please don't think that that means you're never going to get stressed and you're never going to have any overwhelm. You are. You're a human being and we live in a busy world. However, there are things that you can do to deeply support you to feel grounded, centered, nourished in your heart, in your body. Where you are really present, where you're not rushing always to that next thing and following the to-do list and have to have it all, boom, 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 boom. Instead, there's some space. And when you actually slow down, you speed up. Because you create that opening. And this is what I'm saying to clients about them wanting those intuitive messages to come in. There's got to be a window for them to arrive. There's got to be some space for it to come in. Not just your mind and you rushing around like a headless chicken. No, slow down. It's okay. You're not behind. You're not making any mistakes. You're not doing anything wrong. It's okay to rest. It's safe for you to be. And you want to get your nervous system, your body, and your mind on board with that. Because otherwise, you're going to perpetually live in that overwhelm and rush. So where is it too much for you right now? And to say, I'm going to disconnect from that external thing for a little while to give myself time and space to be. That's okay. Please know that's okay. Here's my permission slip to you. For you to love yourself enough to say, I'm going to turn my phone off. I'm going to not scroll on that thing. I'm going to put the out of office on. I'm going to take some space and time for me. Because when you give to yourself, you give others the best of you. And this beautiful, amazing, big, full life gets to be lived. And that life that you're craving and desiring is yours. It 100% is. And I want you to start to believe in that. And if you want to really feel nourished, you want to be held, supported, receive that guidance, then you are welcome to book in a one-on-one, either virtual Reiki or in-person healing with me, or inquire below about my one-on-one mentorship packages to see where we can get you by the end of 2024, where you want to be, and what's available to you when you're nourished, when you're present, when you're in your heart, and when you're not overthinking and going rush, rush, rush all of the time. So the details and links for those are below. I can't wait to support some of you, and I'll see you and be back next week for more. Bye from me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now because I'm so grateful to have you here. If you loved it, be sure to share a review on iTunes so I can keep these episodes coming to you. If you aren't already following me, head on over to Instagram at Charlotte_Bezic. Plus, you can source a juicy free gift from me. Screenshot this episode and send it to hello@charlottebezic.com. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Sending you love and light. Bye for now.